USA News, I'm Lance Pry. One person is dead following a storm in the Nevada desert during the annual Burning Man event. Officials are still investigating the death, as tens of thousands of people are still trying to get out of what's being described as Mudfest. The event in Black Rock, Nevada is roughly an hour's drive north of Reno. Sunday morning, organizers with Burning Man say roads have been closed and driving is discouraged because of muddy conditions. Today is the last day of Burning Man. Organizers have created a wet playa survival guide to help burners survive. Ukraine's President Zelensky announced plans to replace his defense minister because he said new approaches were needed. Zelensky said he expects the parliament to support nominee Rustem Umerov, who heads Ukraine's state property fund. Umerov is a member of Ukraine's opposition Holos party, but the 41-year-old former investment banker has led on several key positions for Zelensky's government during the invasion of Russia. Umerov played a leading role in Ukraine's delegation for the United Nations-backed Black Sea Grain Initiative and prisoner exchanges. Last week, as Hurricane Idalia was bearing down on the state of Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his 2024 presidential campaign to take care of Florida business. In a press conference, DeSantis reminded potential looters, "You never know what you're walking into," and cited his prior work in dealing with looters during and after Hurricane Ian 1 year ago. Some did not listen, as two unidentified people were charged with looting a home damaged by Hurricane Idalia in Florida's Big Bend region. Each of the suspects was charged with multiple offenses, including burglary of an unoccupied dwelling during an emergency, grand theft, and trespassing. The bail amount for both was set at $1 million each. We are USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Yeah. With up to 40 days of consistent sin. All over Febreze car, clips right on your pen. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right. Yeah. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
A new survey reveals more and more Republicans want presidential candidate Donald Trump back in the White House. Laura Winters explains.
A new Wall Street Journal poll finds Donald Trump on top by a wide margin. If the primary were held today, 59% of registered Republican voters would pick the former president. That's up from 48% back in April. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis slipping big time in the new poll. He's at 13%. That's down from 24% in April. Nikki Haley in third place with 8%, and Vivek Ramaswamy at 5%. The indictments and mugshot of Donald Trump not having the intended effect Democrats apparently were looking for. The poll taken after the first Republican debate, which Trump did not participate in.
The Minnesota Department of Corrections says a situation at the Stillwater prison has been resolved after an emergency lockdown yesterday. The DOC reports inmates have returned to their cells after about 100 of them refused to do so Sunday morning. An emergency lockdown was issued starting around 8 a.m. local time for the incident. In an update in the afternoon, the DOC said the incident was resolved without incident, adding everyone was back in their cells. The DOC blamed dissatisfaction among inmates over modified cell release schedules over the holiday weekend for the incident. Activists claim lack of access to clean water drove the emergency. DOC officials say those claims are false. Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.